WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Juggling work, relationships, hobbies, and trying to squeeze in some self-care, it's a constant race against the clock. But guess what? You don't have to feel like you're constantly drowning into DOS. That's why today we're diving deep into 5 powerful strategies to supercharge your productivity skills and become the ultimate time management ninja. Think of this episode as your cheat sheet to getting things done, feeling more in control, and yes, even having some free time to relax and enjoy life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Like you're constantly chasing deadlines but never actually catching up? You know that feeling when you look back at the day and wonder where all the time went? Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way. First up, let's talk about the power of planning. It might seem obvious, but trust me, a solid plan is like your secret weapon for conquering chaos. Take some time each week, maybe Sunday evening or Monday morning, to map out your goals and tasks. Think of it like creating a roadmap for your week. Break down big projects into smaller, manageable steps and schedule specific time slots for different activities. Next up, we're tackling the dreaded distractions. Seriously, they're productivity vampires, sucking away precious minutes and leaving you feeling drained. The first step is awareness. Become mindful of what pulls your attention away. Social media, emails, that never-ending news cycle. Then set boundaries. Turn off notifications, create a distraction-free work zone, and schedule dedicated time for checking those things, just not constantly throughout the day. Number 3, prioritize like a boss. Not all tasks are created equal, right? Some are urgent, some are important, and some are, well, let's just say they can wait. Learn to differentiate and focus your energy on what truly matters. A helpful trick is the Eisenhower Matrix. Categorize tasks as urgent/important, important/not urgent, urgent/not important, and not urgent/not important. This helps you see clearly what needs immediate attention and what can be delegated or even eliminated altogether. Feeling motivated yet? Keep going. Number 4, take breaks seriously. Burnout is a real thing, and pushing yourself non-stop will only lead to exhaustion and decreased productivity. Regular breaks, even short ones, can actually boost your focus and creativity. Step away from your desk, stretch, go for a walk, grab a cup of coffee, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And finally, number 5, celebrate your wins. You've put in the work, now acknowledge your accomplishments. It's easy to get caught up in the next task on the list, but taking a moment to appreciate what you've achieved can boost your motivation and sense of accomplishment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning. You wake up feeling calm and collected because you spent Sunday evening creating a plan for the week. You know exactly what needs to be done when it needs to be done, and you've even scheduled time for a workout and a coffee date with a friend. You power through your work, minimizing distractions and maximizing your focus. By lunchtime, you've already knocked out several important tasks, feeling energized and productive. You take a short break, stretch your legs, and come back to your work refreshed and ready to tackle more. This, my friends, is the power of good time management and productivity skills. It's not about cramming every minute of the day with activities, it's about working smarter, not harder, and creating space for both accomplishment and well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a notebook, jot down these 5 tips, and start implementing them today. You'll be amazed at how much more you can achieve when you master your time and energy. Remember, you have the power to design your day and create a life that feels both fulfilling and productive. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower each other to live our best lives. And as always, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep on rocking. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.